Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
We're asking your workplace nightmare stories. People you work with who are a nightmare, knowing full well that I am that nightmare for so many people here in Go Loud Radio.
Yeah.
Dan's been on. Here's Dan's story. Hey, lads, I worked in a bar as a young lounge boy many moons ago. At the end of the night, when everyone was gone and it was just the staff, one of the barmen thought it was a great idea to put thumbtacks on the chairs where I'd sit as a funny, brackets, not funny, joke. From Dan, love the show.
Hey.
Dan, you didn't finish that story. What happened next?
Well, I think we can all imagine what did happen next.
Poor Dan. And it's still with you, Dan. That is still there. It's still in your head. That's a formative memory. What else have I got for you? 087-4100-102. Who was the lady with the Well, it's a kind of a college story, but I suppose when you're a student, college is your workplace, aren't I? Am I right? Is it Edel or Adel?
Well, we'll ask her.
One sec.
It's ringing.
Yeah, college, that'll do.
Hello?
Was that Adel or Edel?
You can call me whatever, I'll answer.
Madam.
Edel.
Your Majesty is what I call you. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm just out of breath.
Have you been jogging? Have you been training, working out?
Yeah, I'm tearing in the washing, so I'm grand.
You're taking in the washing. It's not raining, though, is it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst, isn't it? That panic of when there's a bit of a shower, it starts spitting. It's like, go, 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 move.
Yeah, so we're talking Olympic sprinting here for someone who does not train. Well, I never got off the couch part of the 5K. So,
you'll be representing us in LA then in a few years, I guess. The running and grabbing the washing during a shower sprint.
Irish mummies, we have it then.
Right, so yours, we were talking about sort of workplace nightmares, but yours is kind of tangential in the sense that it's just it is a nightmare that you dealt with, but it was through college, was it?
Yeah, it was. So my mum was very sick. She had cancer.
I'm sorry to hear.
I was at home looking after her, and I didn't make my exams because obviously mum was very sick. Fine, we rearranged with this particular lecturer that I can take my exam another day.
Mm.
That was fine. Unfortunately, my mum passed away that morning, so I didn't get to do the rearrange exam. And even though you know someone's death is coming, you have to prepare yourself. You know, you don't know what's going to come after. So I took a few days. I sent an email. So sorry, I didn't make it. I got back a horrible email.
What?
Telling me that I didn't stick to the rearranged exam date. And this was after I told the person my mum had died.
Oh, my God. Oh, my... hang on. Yeah. To give them the benefit of the doubt, could it be a situation where the letter was sent... Oh, no, it was an email, was it? It was an email.
Yeah, it was email. And I fully explained that I'm so sorry. My mum actually died that morning. So she died early in the morning. The exam was like at 1 o'clock. And I said, look, I'm so sorry. I didn't actually make my mum die that morning. I got back a horrible email. I didn't know how to respond.
Of course. How long ago was this, Edel?
That was a year and a half ago.
Oh, Jesus, babes. I'm so sorry to hear that. That must have been awful to go through. Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't respond, but obviously they spoke to someone or they thought about it, and I got back a really groveling email apology.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I don't know if they brought it to someone and said, oh, she didn't make the exam, where it's like, no, she told you her mum actually died, and he knew how sick my mum was.
Yeah. Do you know what? It is the ultimate get out of jail free card. I mean, it's the ultimate trump card. There's no coming back on. Do you know this?
Yeah.
You can't argue with this one. How are you now? Are you good? You said it's over a year now. How are you getting on? How are things?
I'm okay. I'm getting there.
I know.
It actually went worse after that. My dad died 5 months after.
Oh, so. I'm so sorry to hear that. Listen. I say, it's the ultimate. There's no way that I can't say you're not getting a pair of tickets for Electric Picnic. I mean, after that, I mean, genuinely. Here, will you get aboard our bus? Will you come to EP with us?
Oh, of course.
We'll see you this weekend.
I've never been.
Well, we'll see Electric Picnic. We'll take you on the rally to Strad Valley. Come along, have a good time, enjoy yourself, let your hair down, forget the worries of the world, and we'll see you this weekend, okay?
Yes, is it just for one person? Or?
Two people camping.
So, call
your favourite person.
Yes.
All right, darling.
I've never been.
Listen, thanks so much for taking the call from us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
See you at the weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Are we still, have we still got another pair of tickets for Electric Picnic 2024 to give away?
The very last pair to get on the Rally to Stradbally, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Rally to Stradbally, 20 tickets, 20 listeners, 20 years of Electric Picnic, the last pair of tickets to give away this afternoon. We're asking for your horror stories in work. I am the epitome of a horror story in work. Oh my word, poor old Louise Cantillon. I was shouting at her earlier on. I wasn't shouting at her, I shouted. And she was the recipient of the shouting.
You apologise profusely, it's all been wrapped up.
I feel
it's all
dreadful.
Good.
No, I still feel terrible. We're asking for your horror work stories. I've got a few more of these if you like.
Go on then, yeah.
Christina's been on. She says, love the show. Hey. Cheers, Christina. She says, 15 years as a retail manager and I've come across some absolutely crazy workers. So this one girl lasted 8 weeks with us. She robbed she robbed everyone's food left, right and centre. Oh, these people who take the food out of the fridge. Aren't they the worst colleagues? Like the colleagues who are like, oh, is anyone having that sandwich? Whose cornflakes are they? I think I'll help myself. Is that someone's lunch that says, with the sticker, that says my lunch on the sticker? They're the worst. She robbed everyone else's food, left, right and centre. If you left something half-eaten or drank, she finished it. Anything at all, even a poxy apple. An apple! Imagine eating someone else's apple.
To be fair, if you're leaving it half-eaten, I think it's within the rights of some...
Who would do that?
If you want to be that person, then finish it off. Get rid of the food waste,
you're the
guys.
Worst. You're like a sea... It's like working with a seagull. Are you finishing that? Gillian... I tell you, I'll ring Gillian. One second. I don't know, 86, is she?
She isn't, did you? This is a good one.
It's ringing. Oh, hang on.
I don't recognise the county ringtone, Ray.
Hello?
Hi, is that Gillian?
It is.
Hi, Gillian. It's Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you?
I'm very well, Ray. How are you?
Does that answer your question?
Is that triggering for you, Gillian? Is that triggering?
It is, but you see, the ones that I had to endure, I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear them.
Oh, they were silent but deadly, is it?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Well, let me read this. Gillian says, my colleague silent farts throughout the day, but doesn't like the cold or fresh air and won't let me open a window. And if I do, she, Gillian!
She...
She's a silent farter.
They also fart.
What, women fart?
50% of the population.
I tell you what, this is a revelation to me. I never knew women farted. This is a whole new thing. I can see...
Not all of them do.
Well, you don't, I presume.
No, never.
You don't fart, you glow. You glow out of your arse. Hang on. She complains and she makes up excuses for me to close the window. She sometimes tries to disguise the smell by spraying perfume, and the combination of the farts... and the perfume is just too much. Gillian, babes. Oh, that's harsh. That is that's a lot.
It's horrendous. And I wouldn't mind the perfume that she sprays at Chanel No. 5, which used to be my favourite, and I can't even say Chanel No. 5 without feeling sick anymore.
It's a Chanel No. 2, more like.
Gillian, can I ask, is this very much this practice that your colleague is engaged with? Is it aligned with a certain time of the day when it peaks? Is it like post-lunch, pre-lunch, just after breakfast? It's all day.
Beginning, middle and end of the day, literally.
Well, you know, at least she's consistent. At least she's consistent, it has to be said.
Absolutely consistent. And the sun shines in through the window, so the office can get very, very warm.
Warm and stuffy. Warm and stuffy, farty, you know? Chanel No. 5. Oh, babe. Yep. Thoughts and prayers. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Dublin.
Do you want to come to Electric Picnic?
I'd love to.
Do you want to come on our bus on Friday afternoon?
Yes, please.
Are you free?
Yes, please.
Have you got someone to take?
I'm free.
Okay, have you got someone to take with you? We don't take your woman, right? Take somebody else. You don't want to be stuck in a tent all weekend with your woman.
I promise you I won't. Okay. I absolutely promise you.
Well, in that case... Oh, excuse me. Sorry, that's JP. Sorry. You're coming to EP on the Rally to Stradbally.
Yeah,
excellent. Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love the show.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.